We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, so the newest videos come out today. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com, is with us. What you got this week?
Well, only the biggest money maker in the whole entire history of the movie business forever, going back to Thomas Edison.
Okay, wow.
And I gotta pay attention. The Avengers Endgame. This is, of course, you know, the end of this chapter of the Marvel Universe, the movies that have been kind of building up ever since the original Iron Man. And here it all connects. And remember, in the last movie, the one before this, we killed half the people in the universe. Well, now the Avengers figure they might have a way to correct that, which would certainly be a good thing. And they managed to do it, and of course, a movie like this, it's going to lose a lot in terms of the big special effects and surround sound, the difference between seeing it at home and seeing it in a theater. But if you're a big fan of the series, I think you'll want to take another look just to kind of make sure you've got all of the details straight, which I did not do, by the way. I mean, I can't really, you know, keep all of the details of the Marvel Universe in mind from one movie to the next. So I have to be reminded about who did what to whom and all of that kind of stuff. But what will be, I think, just as good in this at home is the emotional impact of the end. And it really does have more emotion than I thought it would. And so I have a feeling this is going to do pretty well, even though it's not everything that it was in theaters. There's enough here to give it a solid recommendation for another viewing if you saw it the first time, mm-hmm. or if you missed it and are a fan, of course, you'll be watching this weekend.
Okay. I will not be, but that's fine if the rest of the country's watching. The next movie on your list, This All Is True, this one's very appealing to me. About
it is, and I think you will enjoy it. I'm looking forward to taking another look at this one. This is Kenneth Branagh, who also directed, starring as William Shakespeare, near the end of his life. The Globe Theater is burned down, and so he's retired from London back to Stratford-on-Avon, his hometown, where his wife and two daughters are waiting for him, and they are not exactly looking forward to his arrival. He has been a less than perfect husband and father, as they make quite clear to him. And he has to deal with all the things that he didn't deal with over the years while he was being Mr. Famous playwright in London. And they were stuck at home there. Branagh really understands Shakespeare. We've known that for years and years. And he handles this very, very well. It's got great moments of poignancy and some real humor to it. Mm-hmm. Maybe the best scene comes right at the middle. When Sir Ian McKellen shows up as his patron, and they had this long conversation just lit by firelight. A terrific movie for English majors. And if it sounds appealing to you, give it a look. I'm sure you will like it.
Does it look good?
You can't imagine sitting down with Shakespeare, you won't like it.
Yeah, but, you know, people still go to Stratford-upon-Avon to see the house and
yeah,
you know,
and by the way, if you're going to visit London, they've recreated the Globe Theater, and that is one of the real highlights of a trip to London, is to do the tour of the Globe Theater.
I've had drinks
really
on the patio,
fun.
But never been inside to actually see a show inside, so I need to do that.
Well, and then where is it? You don't see a show. You can get a tour just through the place itself, and that is great.
And we've got the replica. Where? In Stanton, right?
Bush Gardens, but that's not what you're talking about.
Oh, no, like the real replica of the Globe Theater here in Virginia is, I think it's in Stanton? Well, anyway, Mike, I'm going to check on that. We've got a replica here, and they do full-on presentations of Shakespeare, original language in the costumes and everything. I got to go, but I always enjoy talking to you. Mike Mayo, our movie guy, from Mike-Mayo.com.